He just come in front of me, you know. Don't sit this side. Come here. I should see your faces, you know. Come. There. Always when we hear, we should be in front, you know. We are looking to one verse from Shikshastra. And then we go to Gopi Gita, you know, in 10th canto. The nice verse equivalent to it. So, recite. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. See this. This mantra is very nice. Narada Muni gives to Dhruva Maharaj. It is a breathing exercise. They all always do breathing exercise early in the morning. What's the reason? Why can't we do in the afternoon? Or evening? Why in the morning? Why in the morning?
Fresh air.
Fresh air. Why afternoon also fresh?
The lungs being plugged up in the night.
Lungs?
Needs to open up in the morning.
They can open up during the day also. They're never close. that's the thing. How is energy in the air? In the afternoon there is no energy.
Urja.
He remembered something. The thing is, you know, if the leader is coming, then he sends the motorcyclist first. Then the so many cars, you know, carrying soldiers and this and the bodyguards and everything. And he sleeps then easily. So the same way, before sunrise, he sends this air. It's full of energy. Because all energy is coming from the sun. The sun is representative of Krishna. We don't have Brahma Jyoti. The Brahma Jyoti is source of all electricity. Plenty of electricity is there. And that's why the sunshine also has an electrical effect. Here our bodies are habituated to have that magnetic field of the electricity. In addition to that, there shouldn't be any magnetic field. But we have under the name of inventions, we have created so much magnetic influence. And that's why we are diseased. You know. Formerly, because I have seen the time when there was no electricity. Really, I remember fondly that. Really, it's very, very, very peaceful. Because only the magnetic field, natural magnetic field was there. There was no additional magnetic field. I don't know really. You can do that, as I told you, that we have gone ahead so very in us on a sinful path. It's very difficult to come back. I don't know what to do about it. But anyway, Prabhupada might have thought about these things and he has given us Mangalarati must. That is, as soon as you touch Prabhupada, you'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's why people don't come to Prabhupada. He says, forget it. I want the process, and I can come anytime and go anytime. I can get up any time. No regulated thing, you know. That is how we destroy ourselves. And because it is full of energy, this air, sun, definitely sun is rising in time. And before that, he definitely sends this air. At 4 o'clock you get up, and you come out of your room, so the breeze touches you. That is the best medicine for high pressure, blood pressure. During the night we are sleeping. So the pressure is really high because everything is blocked, you know. There is no movement except the minimum movement of the heart is there. Actually, there is no movement during the night. And because there is no movement, so pressure builds up. So that pressure has got to be released. So early in the morning we must come out, have that breeze. There is no need of any medicine. Urja is there, you know, the energy of sunshine is flowing. And that's why it is there. And then again, our Vedic culture is so designed that since of millions of years, our saints, sages and everybody are getting up early in the morning. Anywhere you go, they would get up early in the morning. And then our shastric injunctions, they are so very nicely formed that we will have already, if you chant the mantras, it's a breathing exercise. And this mantra is very important for breathing. See, we pronounce Om. Om. All carbon dioxide is gone. The more you lovingly chant, your lungs are empty. And that's what they do, isn't it? So we don't artificially fill up our lungs and take out the air. Otherwise, they come in. No, nothing like that. This is Krishna. So very nicely designed. All these mantras are designed like that. There is no literature of this sort which is designed for increasing our health and at the same time God consciousness is there. Please, how can you forsake this literature? I don't know. When the fools will be away. It's apart from anything, just the recitation gives you nice health. What else you want? That is what is meant, that's from Bhagavatam. Everything you can obtain. Or from Bhagavad Gita or wherever you find shloka. Please, so nice it is. See, this one, only see how it is. Om.
Om.
And you join the hands. When we pronounce Om, our hands are pressed. And this, all these vital points of the body are in the hand. And that's why they call it acupressure. So if you are sick in the Western world, they don't take medicine. So they have followed this Chinese way, acupressure. So press here for heart, for intestines. I had seen the figures also. I had seen the nice description of hands with the what limb is, which point. All these 8 points, see, when we press the points. So more we join the hands in front of Krishna, more time, you know. Till that time we are pressing ourselves. So there is no need of artificial pressure. And you go to the acupressure center, you have to wear money and he will press or she will press. And if she presses, the practice goes on very nice. Vishwavana, where is he gone? He's acupressure center. Yes. Very happily he spends. we are touching sense and we want. Touching sense gratification. What is why in Bhagavad Gita? Very nice verse in there. No. Yana Parshvarsha.
Yehi
Samsvarsha Bhagavad. Yehi Samsvarsha. Ehi samspraja dukha yona vayavati. See, in this one line, Krishna gives everything. Ehi, those. He means certainly. Definitely Krishna says, those people. Samspraja bhuga. Samspraja, very nice word it is. Sparsha means touch. Samsparsha means feeling touch. I'm sorry, I remember you. You're standing in a line up to 2 a.m. I don't feel it, you know. Public, we should not have. We'll discuss it. Come to. The thing is, we are so fond of this thing. Ehi samsparshaja means feelingly want to touch. Yes, that is. Samsparshaja bhoga, the sense gratification. Those sense gratification are my tongue, once rasgulla. I can't eat anything else. Papadam I forget. It touches, it scratches my mouth. But rasgulla, boom, gone. That is sparshaja bhoga. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga. And what happens? That all these sense gratification, which are taken birth for sparshaja, ja means janma, from touching sensation, they have taken birth. And what is that birth? Dukkha. It's misery. Not only misery, dukkha yonava. Yonava means yoni, species of existence. Species of existence, they are born. All the dukkhas, it's not single misery, dukkhas are born from the samsparshaja bhoga. That thing completely reduces when you follow a little bit and a little rice. That the English saying is very nice. Is the way to be happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. I liked it wealthy, you know, in my child. So we were running up to 10 o'clock. We were playing around, you know, up to 10 o'clock. So the next day, when I read this, my teacher told me, hey, come on, we got it. So we learned with great difficulty, we learned early to bed and early to rise. Is the way to be happy, wealthy, wealthy and wise. Out of these four things, I liked wealthy. So I thought that by getting to bed too early and getting early, if I get money, very good. We wanted money, so early. So next day I went to my mother, said, today my dinner must be at 7 o'clock. He said, why? Daily you are playing up to 10 o'clock. Why today 7 o'clock? No, I couldn't tell her that I want to sleep early. So we took the bed early. And I went to sleep. He said, why are you sleeping early? I don't know where to sleep. I didn't. So for 4 or 5 days I continued sleeping early and getting early. No money was there. Forget that this thing is wrong. But then I didn't realize that by just sleeping early and getting up early, we have complete sleep, rest, and same time we are refreshed in the morning. And health improves. The urja air is there and everything is there. That thing was completely absent in my mind. And if our health is all right, money is really the return of our health. If you are not healthy, our employees don't want to employ monkeys. They want to employ a nice person who looks nice at least. Otherwise they are not employers. So these things are implied into it. In the healthy condition is all because of these mantras. How powerful mantras must be. In Kurukshetra war, just by mantras they were releasing the highest destructive weapons. How powerful it should be. And this mantra particularly, you know, is a very king mantra, you know. You see, Om. So the lungs are empty. And we are holding again. That is the exercise. In Bhagavatam, there is only one exercise recommended. That you take air in, and before you take, you empty your lungs, then fill up the lungs, then hold it, and through one of the nostrils, you take it out. From the other nostril, you take it in there. And again, repeat this process. There's only one exercise recommended in Bhagavatam. All the other exercises are then manufactured by these two. So Bhagavatam doesn't go in detail. But it's only one exercise is recommended. And this is all implied in the mantras. And particularly this mantra, you know. See, we hold it, yeah? Om. And because we go late at night to bed, we are not fresh in the morning. Always we sleep here. This is this suicide daily. So early to bed is must. And then again, we are suffering, there is no exception for this, with insomnia. Can't sleep. Please, even if you don't sleep, you should try to wind up by 9 o'clock. And by 9:30, 10 o'clock you must be in your bed. Even if you don't sleep, you just take a rest. Slowly you'll get it. Until if you are not able to sleep, don't take the artificial sleeping tablets or whatever. But you open Bhagavad Gita or any writing or your diary or whatever, and you go through it, definitely I'll guarantee you, if you start reading Bhagavad Gita, you'll definitely within 5 minutes you'll go. That is Krishna's touching. And once you sleep all night, you get up all night. But our concocted desires stop us from sleeping. Don't concoct. As soon as you stop the concoctions, half of lifetime we gain. We are wasting our time in concocts. And that's why we don't go to the scriptures. And if we go, we are tired or we don't understand. That should not be the case. These are preliminary things before we try to become a devotee. We are not ready. These practical points, please understand, follow, and then to your best, loudest speech, propagate. This is it. So, see this. As I told you, that we have to breathe out and hold it. Om. See, we are holding up. Namo. Again, no, namo, namo, bhagavate, vasudeva. And these sound vibrations, the way we are pronouncing these mantras, is the breathing exercise for the people who do speech. Many times because of the paralysis and stroke, we lose the speech. Completely gone. Speech is completely gone. And we don't understand what is happening. Our tongue, at the moment, is elastic. This moment is very, very smooth. As the waning years come, it becomes rough. And people are not able to talk very clearly. Please, try to use your tongue always for Krishna. And it will remain elastic for a long time. Maybe till death, you know. Please, otherwise the first tongue goes. Vacha disappears. And then we see everything. We are remembering everything, but the vacha doesn't open. And this is the paralytic effect. Before the soul winds up the energy from all our limbs. So please, try to think about this thing and try to take recourse of these mantras more so that our breathing exercises also will go with Krishna. You know, you should remember that second verse of, seed verse of Bhagavatam. Rutta Pratiyat na Pratiyat Tadvidyat. He said, you must know. Tadvidyat, you must know. What is? Vidyat atmano mayam. That is my maya. That which is not connected. Even breathing is such. If it is not connected to Krishna, it is maya. So don't follow anything without Krishna. This is the point. Except Him, there is nothing. And that's why we understood the importance of Him through the mercy of Prabhupada. Otherwise, we are rascals. Animals, you know. Animals are better. Animals actually, cow is vegetarian. Doesn't touch meat at all. But we are vegetarians. We eat everything. We are rascals. We are less than animals. Please, this rascal must stop. Prabhupada was very angry. He didn't know what to do. He said, I should beat these people. So he was beating the people through Bhagavatam. Really, his purpose was beating us. How nice. How powerful they are. Salap, salap, salap. And we feel so beaten, you know, from all the sides. And there is no noise. You can't complain. No whip or anything. There is no noise. But beating is very hard. Please try to recognize this. And that's why we should never forget Krishna. And everything has to be performed through him and with him. So that is the verse in Shikshashram, you know. What is it? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo.
Om.
Our Gaurasundara sings very nice. You should hear from his mouth. He sings at 9 o'clock. Regular man, only 9 o'clock. Not before. Not after that. He is very jubilant with our young children. You know? The young kids come at 9 o'clock. So he sings up there.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.